Hey, welcome back to The Growth Signal, where we are reimagining the future of customer relationships, how we build them, how we keep them, and how we continue to lead as those expectations rapidly evolve. My name is Alyssa Nolte.
And I am Rich Kozak.
And we are going to have a fantastic, incredible conversation today. Not to put too much pressure on it, Rich, but what is your hot take?
Okay, get a pen because you'll want to write this down.
I got one.
I want you to think differently because it'll bless your business and your life forever about what your brand is. Seriously, your brand is a perception, but it's not your perception. Your brand is a perception, but it's not your perception. See, you can, maybe you're a VP in a company, or maybe you have your own company, and you can tell me in 30 seconds or 3 minutes about what your brand. It doesn't matter what you say, because that's not what your brand is. Your brand is a perception in the mind of that individual or that target audience that you can clearly see impacting with your work, your business, your gift, your calling, whatever you're doing. It's their perception that is your brand. When you let that land, it will guide you in a way that all this other fancy ass brand talk that you hear and that is miscommunicative and not well founded in understanding has you thinking that a brand is something you slap on from the outside or somebody else thinks up, or it's a look and a line, or it's not. Your brand is the perception in the mind of those people whom you most want to impact, and you clearly see the impact that your service, your gift, your expertise, your product, your whatever will have on their business or their life. You see the impacts and you really want to make those impacts. It's their perception. Now, if you wrote those people down, maybe you could write down two or three or four of them because they're different. You know, one of them might be a woman in their mid 40s with a special needs child, and she's afraid what happens to her. What happens to the child if something happens to her, or a couple that's about to retire, or somebody that's setting their goals for their life, or somebody who's dealt with sexual abuse and they can't set goals because it's still hanging up and they need to release it, but they don't know that. It's like, it doesn't matter whom, or somebody who needs to integrate software to run their distribution company, or somebody that needs the real language for diversity, equity, and inclusion through God's eyes for the next level of leadership in their law firm. These are all people that I work with. It's like, it doesn't matter what you do, what your business or work or gift is. Your brand is the perception in the mind of those people whom you clearly see impacting, you really want to impact. So hopefully that's landed, and that is the hot take. So what does that make branding? None of us have the money and time to do everything, but branding is those things we do to shape a consistent perception in the minds of those we most want to impact and really want to impact.
I feel like brand is one of those, and branding in the entire concept is one of those things that we think we all understand, right? We all think that we understand what it is, but it's so much more amorphous than a simple, like, when I think of brand, I think of the brand guides that my agency gives me, and it's like our website and our logos and our colors and the words that we want people to use when they talk about our brand and the experience. And in reality, I think it's so much harder to define than that. Cause you're right. Perception is reality.
I just defined it. You gotta, if you own that,
yeah,
and behave as if you own it, you will act differently. You will make different decisions. Your focus will be sharper. You will bake clarity into the brand you must become, mm-hmm, to be successful at your strategy. Hear me. I've been doing this 49 years. You are absolutely right, Alyssa. People, and I don't use words like everybody or all, people think they know what branding is. They know what they think branding is. But if you push them on that and you say, well, you know, so you ask them a question, you'll find out they really don't know. And they'll find out they really don't know, because they'll say, like, well, isn't it? Because they don't know. So Or they'll say, well, I consider it. Well, that's an opinion. Everybody has an opinion. We're not talking opinion here. Okay. We're talking, take it to the bank. Okay. Like, take it to your life bank. Here, you know, I'll add to the hot take. You think your brand is what you do, has to do with what you do right now, your product, your service, your expertise, right? What if you learned, like, right now in this addition to the hot take, hot take addendum number one, that there is something that is waiting for you called an umbrella brand?
Tell us more.
You see, we're all made by the same creator. We're all given unlimited power. We just hold ourselves back, or things happen to us and people hold us back, or we give away our power and we're under somebody else's thumb, or we don't take it back. It's like, but we're all powerful and we've given gifts. We have gifts and we have unlimited power. But what do we do with it? Many of us don't really step into it. My point is this: you might be good at something. You might have done something for 20 years and be known for it, but that is not your umbrella brand. There is a higher level of impact that you have in you. And when you step into that, you can be excellent using the 7 steps of impact-driven branding. You can be excellent in your business, but you'll create a platform to make it easier to step into why you are really here. I'm talking divine purpose, your highest level impacts. And this is not fancy talk. This is for everybody. We're all made with gifts and unlimited power. Imagine if you're, may I give you 2 examples? Just so people go like, you know, this sounds all smoky. Give me a real example. Here we go. 2 people that I worked on yesterday. Okay. A gentleman who has for 40 years helped people put their new theater musical on a stage. He literally has breathed life, assembled groups in workshops, arranged collaboration, sharpened the emotional power moment, and prepared 962 new theater musicals to be produced and have audiences touched and feel the purpose of their, you know, what a wonderful gift. You think that's what he's for? Well, he's not done. His higher level brand has to do with the message of creativity, and how if we don't liberate creativity, whether we're in theater or not, if we don't liberate our creativity, if we put a thumb on our kids and say, like, well, don't do that, if we don't allow ourselves to step into our power or to experience the creative, unlimited creativity that we're all given, we literally don't honor our God-given gifts. And we might actually go to the graveyard with that in us. Pity. Oh my God, what a heartbreak. Liberating creativity makes us human. It enhances our human experience. Wait a minute. I thought he was a theater guy. Okay. Another one is a doctor who came to me and said, I wrote a book in 1994, 14-day stress cure. I'm the stress guy. A doctor, I've cured people 40 years in my clinic. You have stress. I teach you there's no such thing as stress. We work on the root causes. Stress goes away. I'm that guy, Dr. Mort Orman. He was so exasperated with us, with an industry that deals with stress using Band-Aids. He was going to write a book that had a nasty title. I'm like, don't do that. They'll have you just where you need you. He hires me. Now he's the founder of the Orman Institute for Life Mastery, teaching children the language and process of life mastery for generations. Wait a minute. Where did that come from? That came from his heart. Everything we do in impact-driven branding comes from your heart. It's the impacts you clearly see. He loves to teach. He's been teaching people about stress and anger and root cause medicine for 40 years, and that's what he's known for. It's not his umbrella. So here's the addendum to the hot take item. What's the umbrella for you? Right. Now that you know your brand is a perception, what's the umbrella brand for you?
When you mentioned in the beginning about, like, a lot of people think of their brand as like the product that they're currently trying to pitch or sell, or the thing that they're building. Mm-hmm. So does your umbrella brand evolve in the same way that like your product, your service, your role, your age, your thing that you're doing right now? Or is your umbrella brand more about like who you are as a core person that can encompass everything that you're doing and not necessarily, but it doesn't necessarily evolve because your core is who you are?
It's both. Let me use your words. Everything you are, that's huge. You're listening to this. You might be a mom. You might be a cousin. You might have children. You might play cello. You might speak languages. You might be really good at IT. You might be really good at selling. You might be really good at technology of some kind or bioscience. You're all those things. All those things that are you. Your life experiences. Maybe you traveled and you have a worldview. You understand things. All of those things are you. If you have multiple, let's call them business activities, if you will, that you do, or multiple expertises, and you're stuck in that, well, which one is my brand? The umbrella, well-defined, allows people, because remember, your brand is the perception, allows the perception, oh, well, that fits. Example, a gentleman named Barry, who came to me, he had lost his wife through lupus. They learned that the medicine had a lot to do with it, her dying at 45. Beautiful, beautiful man, wonderful Christian heart. And he has taken his life and he's taken his health in his own hands. And he knows a lot of people are at that point. Well, for him, taking his health in his own hands meant learning things. He was an engineer, like an engineer. You know, he was like designing things, right? Engineers are very certain kind of mindset.
Very so by the book.
And he doesn't exaggerate. You know, he doesn't like that. You know, he doesn't exaggerate or tell stories or make stuff up. He's an engineer. So he starts studying the brain, and goes to Daniel Amen Brain and gets a certification from the Daniel Amen Institute on brain stuff. But he's also into owning your own health. So he studies health styles, evolves his own health style learns things about what to put in your body or on your body, learns about things that most of us don't know, like hybrid mushrooms that actually, when used within a certain period of time, makes a long list of cancers go away. It's like, what? wait a minute. What? Okay. So, and stem cells, you know, wait a minute. Is he a brain thing? Is he a stem cell guy? Is he a cancer guy? Like what? Mushroom guy? Like what? Who's this guy? Okay. His umbrella brand is Mindful Longevity. Renew, rejuvenate, revitalize. Holistic health mentoring that empowers lives. Mm-hmm. So you're like, what do you do? Well, we were talking with a client the other day about their brain and how they can experience a sharper brain as they age. Really? Oh, that fits. When we were talking with a cancer patient and suggested that they try these mushrooms. And 6 months later, the doctors are marveling that they don't know where the cancer went. Well, that fits. Now it fits. No, okay, you get it? It's like, how do you do that? Okay, it is an outcome of a process. Branding is steps. I had to teach this to $14 billion companies when I ran an agency for 20 years. Engineers, finance guys, lawyers, they don't think branding, they think branding and marketing is hooey. Mm-hmm. You know, the engineering is where it's at. You know, it's like finance is where, you know, whatever, right? But marketing, you know, yeah. It kind of lower on the Maslow scale or something, right? Yeah. But when I described what branding is as a process, just like building a factory or just like creating a pipeline through a jungle in 17 countries, it's project management. Certain things have to happen. When they don't happen, it doesn't turn out well. And that branding is exactly like that. Now we're like, really? Yeah. Okay. Because they thought branding was whatever they thought it was.
Right.
You know, airy, fairy, hooey. But when they realize it's a process and it steps and has certain outcomes and strategies and its purpose is for them to succeed at their business strategy. Now, we're talking big boy branding. We're talking companies. So it's about money. It's about market share. I did that for 20 years. For the last 10 years, I only work with individuals who want to have impacts on other people's lives through what they do. So we focus on impact-driven branding. And the way that process of steps, it's only 7 steps, reaches into the heart, writes down the impacts, defines and languages a brand that they must become to make those impacts, and gets credit in unique language that transfers energy for things that allow them to get credit for what makes them outstanding and allows them to stand apart so there is no competition. And they race to their impacts and race to the money. And now they have a platform to be even more ready to go to their highest level impacts. It's just a process. Look, Alyssa, people don't think of branding like this. Okay. And that's why I'm on your show, so that people hear this, because it's not just my opinion. It's 49 years of you want stories, you want, you know, proof, you want to, we're living proof, like every day, all day long. I'm working with individuals who are doing everything from health things to corporate things to reshaping their lives to helping other people reshape their lives in meaningful ways. And it's about impact for them. They are driven by impact and the desire to make others' lives better, to help people release what holds them back, to help people add what they need to move forward, to help people understand what they don't understand. I mean, it could be financial, it could be, you know, a personal development, it could be literally, you know, I have an IT client who helps protect the smallest US companies by making sure they are totally in compliance with data security and privacy laws. A one-person company. Really? Yeah. It was a desire in his heart, and that's his desire for impact. But it all starts right in here. And if you're listening to this right now and you think in any way that branding is something you get to put on and then become, you get to rethink it. It comes from inside you. And what happens is it ends up the language of the brand, the things the brand does, the people, the things people say about the brand. Everything you say and do and everything that's said and done about you aligns with those impacts that you clearly see making and really want to make by evolving the perception that is your brand.
For those who, let's fast forward in the future. Someone's working with your team. They've got their brand super dialed in. They like are totally locked in on it. It fits. You know, that's that phrase that we keep hearing. Oh yeah, that fits.
I'm getting excited. Okay.
What does that even mean for, you know, the relationships with our customers, attracting the right people, closing deals, and our general success? What does it mean to our growth and our bottom line to do this right and dial it in?
First, let's talk about customers. This is a big topic of your podcast here. What do customers think of us? Well, first of all, they feel your heart. And you know, they don't care what you know until they know you care. You know that, right? It's always been that way. They feel your heart. They understand your concern about them. If they are a target audience of yours, they feel it. What you say paints pictures for what you see for them. Well, where'd you get that language? From the steps. It evolves and it's crafted. And when you say, you know, Alyssa, I've listened to what your plan is for your podcast and your businesses and how they all go together, and you have this wonderful strategy. Here's what I see for you. When I say that, your antenna pop out. The words I use after what I see for you make me a magnet to you, or I fall flat. That's one of those missing pieces of clarity that brands just get wrong because they haven't done the work. They think they can say anything and people will get it. But when you speak and paint a picture of what you see for someone, knowing full well that they want that, they know you're the one. So they feel your heart. They understand that you see where they can go, and they might not even see where they can go. You know how when we have a friend, we can see things in our friend that they don't even see in themselves? Same thing. The language is consistent. Let me point out how absolutely important this is. Consistency across the board. Let's talk about customers. Customers you want to attract, clients you want to attract, the best fit clients. How's that? Inconsistency breaks trust. If you say what you do in 18 different ways, or you change it every time, and you're playing, and you're, you know, flying from the seat of your pants, or just in your head, because that's where, you know, many people are. They're in their head, and they, you know, and it's not consistent. You are hurting your brand. When it is consistent, because it's been defined in language, and you always say, and I remember I said I rarely use always, you consistently say what makes you outstanding, your expertises, the picture you see for them in consistent ways, they feel the clarity. It becomes palpable, and that sets you apart. I'm getting chills down my spine. I hope you are too. It happens that way, and you want that. You want that, and on top of that, it feels totally authentic to you. You feel your brand is like your most comfortable pair of shoes that you love because it's you. Why? Because it came from your heart. I hope this is landing on you. I hope you understand this is there for you. It is something that enhances your success in what you do, your success in what you're here for, your fulfillment and how you feel about what you're putting into the world, the significant impacts you get to make in the world. All of us have the same opportunity to make the most significant impacts we can with the gifts we've been given. It's just that many of us don't. But there are millions of people who probably, many of them who are listening to your podcast, who know they're not done. They know there's more. They want to take it higher. They think they're almost there. They know there are things they aspire to. But if they misunderstand a basic tenet that in order to make your highest level impacts, you must evolve the perception that is your brand in the minds of those who get to let you in because they see you as the one to make those impacts. If you don't evolve that perception, you might die trying. So why do I offer a 60-minute, you know, free masterclass that you register by going to Brand First, F-I-R-S-T, Brand First or Die? It's for that reason. It's like, just listen to that, you know, and if you happen to, you know, not want to talk to me in person, but you want to be a part of this really healthy community, uplifting, thinking about not only how to sharpen what you do in business by using impact-driven branding, but to answer the question, what is that umbrella for you and how high can you take this? Yeah, hop on Brand First or Die. I do another one too called An Hour of Brand Power. I just did it last night. What are the 4 things a brand must have or it'll fall flat, and 7 things that brands do that hurt them and you need to stop? That's my other one, An Hour of Brand Power. And it's free. Look, people say to me, so you've been doing this how long? 49 years. I've been defining and languaging brands. People say, wow, you should be on a yacht. We're on a beach. You know where I am, Alyssa? I'm on Zoom.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And, you know, you've talked about like doing this really well, considering all of the people that you've had a chance to meet or that you aspire to know. Who is doing this? Who should we be looking to as the gold standard?
Oh, wow. No one's ever asked me that question. I don't see anybody else doing this. The world is filled with people who sell marketing services, and they'll use the word branding as if they really understand it. This will be good for your brand, you know, but they don't know what it is. They're not trained in it. They don't have deep experience. You know, they just use it as a attractant, the word branding or brand. And I've had some people on my podcast who understand that whose agencies are reaching out to people who want to focus on purpose. Mm-hmm. So a friend of mine, John Dame, who is a CEO coach for years, and he has a coaching organization, and he's a member of CEO organization. That's the largest in the world. He wrote a book on strategic planning, but these days for the last 4 or 5 years, he's focused on helping CEOs take what they do, which is running companies, to the purpose level. So it's more fun to get up in the morning. Right. So that's John's take on the umbrella brand, right? He's got this huge, So there are agencies in Los Angeles who focus here where I am, who focus on a couple of them, on companies who want to bake purpose into their business. And I don't mean Tom Shoes that, you know, you buy a couple pair of shoes and we give a pair of shoes to the natives. I mean, that's where it all started, but it can go way higher than that. I would say some of the most profoundly impactful coaches that we see that help people adjust their trajectory for their personal life. Jim Britt comes to mind. Jim these days is probably known increasing number of people as he produces a book called Cracking the Rich Code. And he was a coach to Tony Robbins before Tony became Tony. And so Tony's got pictures on the cover. And so I was in one of his Cracking the Rich Code books. But Jim Britt is one of the most powerful coaches in the world. And he helps people to release what's holding them back. He helps them understand that the moment of decision is the moment of freedom. And he has this is a wonderful, gentle man that understands how we just stand in our own way, how we hurt ourselves, and how we don't have to. So I love to have him on my Clarity Summit. Then if you get a chance, and he posts on LinkedIn regularly, Jim Britt, B-R-I-T-T. He was Jim Rohn's business partner. You know, Jim, everybody quotes Jim Rohn. You know, spend part-time on your business and full-time on your future, on your, well, whatever, Jim Rohn. I was his business partner. They kind of co-created the self-development industry here in Orange County, California, back in the 70s. Jim goes way back, and he is delightful. well, there's a couple anyway.
Yeah, those are fantastic. I've heard of Cracking the Rich Code. I just actually came across that recently, so I'm gonna have to officially read it now, because this is the second time the universe has put that into my queue. And if someone is hearing this and they're saying, you know, I have things that I do, but I don't have a brand, or they just really like what they're hearing from you, they want to come to the Power Hour or talk with you about their brand, where can they find you online? How can they join the conversation?
Well, if they're ready and want me to listen to them and reflect on possibilities I see for them, I offer that for free on the website, richbrands.org. Don't get the ORG wrong. You'll end up in Nigeria. Richbrands, RICHBRANDS.org. Right on the top of the homepage, it says, talk to Rich for 30 minutes. Click it. You put on my calendar. Literally anyone. I still do that. And all coaches say, like, don't do that. I do it. Take advantage of it. But if you're not ready to talk to me personally, hop on one of our 60-minute masterclasses. Brand first, or you got to register. because then it puts you in our contact information. Brandfirstordie.com, brandpowerhour.com. Okay. Register to one of them. My strong recommendation is that, you know, when as soon as you're ready, you get to one of our, we do a half day event, which is really inexpensive. It's like $97, but it's worth a couple thousand. And frankly, we do a couple trainings, like how to name things that will probably save you tens of thousands and a lot of time. Yeah, rules of logo development, naming programs, name, you know, anyway. But we talk, you will come away from that half day, and the half day is the next one. You know, we do one a month. Okay. So the next one's early September, but there's one a month, and you register for that too. And it's called brandingyouwithimpact.com. All right. Get on there. It'll say, here's what you learn. Here's what, look, you'll come away knowing what it means to define and language your brand so clearly that you bake clarity into it, that people feel, and what happens when you do that, and what happens when you don't. And you'll get trainings in a couple areas like message hierarchy. Do you have a message hierarchy? You should. Do you have messages? One of the things people say is, well, what messages might be? That's the wrong question. You know, messages are marketing. And so you're getting credit for what makes you outstanding. You need to bake that into your message, and you create a hierarchy. So first things come first. If you don't overcome the number one barrier, people bounce off you. You better have a number one message that overcomes the number one barrier. Wait a minute, what? Yeah, okay, look. Nobody's ever talked to you like this. They don't. Nobody teaches this stuff. Well, no, I do. Okay, so it's like, it's just not, it's an industry branding, not known for teaching. It's known for enticing. Well, you need essence of your essence of your essence. It's a lot of Milton model NLP going on. Straight talk that you can trust and deep experience that you can count on is our rare commodity. My mom was an English teacher. She said, hey, it's a compound sentence. Our rare commodities. And that's all we do.
Well, I think that is the perfect spot to leave it. Thank you so much for joining me on the Growth Signal. I feel like I learned a lot in these last 30 minutes.
Yeah. People will grow their business, but they'll grow themselves. And they'll grow out of not making a significant impact that they were made for. So there's some growth right there. That'll keep you busy.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the call. And we are excited to hopefully join you on some of our power hours and those master classes.
Thank you, Alyssa. It was great being here.